USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will have a meeting today with top Democrats in Congress to try to discuss a way to avoid a government shutdown. He continues to push for funding for a southern border wall. Meanwhile, the conservative House Freedom Caucus telling fellow Republicans in the U.S. House this might be their last chance to fund the president's border wall plan. Meanwhile, the president's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, says the president is looking at a short list of candidates to be his next chief of staff.
The president will make the right choice for chief of staff when he's ready, and hopefully he'll choose somebody he's got great chemistry with, great relationship with, who will help him navigate the next couple of years.
Kushner speaking there on Fox. Five Marines who've been missing since a mid-air crash off the coast of Japan last week have been declared dead by the Marine Corps. Another Marine also was killed, and one's in fair condition. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
More than three dozen former U.S. senators from both sides of the aisle putting out a warning about the direction of the nation in an op-ed in yesterday's Washington Post. 44 ex-senators warning that current and incoming members of Congress must put aside party differences and be, quote, steadfast and zealous guardians of American democracy. More sanctions imposed on three senior North Korean officials as well as three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses. John Clemens reports.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Thousands of people in the southeast still without power after a huge wintry storm. More than 325,000 homes and businesses across six states lost power when that storm was beating down on the region on Sunday into yesterday. Most of the remaining outages are in North Carolina. It could be a day or two before all the lights are back on. Cities in the Carolinas and Virginia getting anywhere from 11 to 14 inches of snow from the storm that continues to make air travel difficult as over 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday and thousands more were delayed, and it's taking some time for the air travel system to get back on track. The CDC is reporting a record number of cases of a polio-like disease. This year, there are 158 confirmed cases of acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. The disease, which mainly affects kids, traumatizes the nervous system and leaves many of them paralyzed. The CDC, which is still investigating 153 more possible AFM cases, does not know the cause of the disease or the reason for this year's sudden peak. And Delta Airlines is banning emotional support animals on flights longer than 8 hours. The airline is banning puppies and kittens altogether. Delta announcing it won't allow animals younger than 4 months to be support animals on any flights. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.